6 years ago, I think he's bought Blackburn Rovers, and since then the club's been in decline. It's gone from being a mid-table Premiership club consistently to now being one of the bookmakers' favourites for relegation into the third tier. People were demanding protests come back. We put them on hold. We give them the opportunity to try and build a club and follow on the promises of taking the club back to the Premier League. And obviously, as managers come and go, you know, we had a bit of consistency with Gary Bowyer in charge. But since then, you know, we've moved on from Paul Lambert and the saga that went on there, and now to Owen Coyle. So people have been demanding that protest come back.
Just to clarify, what's the protest for? What are you protesting to get? What is it?
The protest is carrying the message that we want the owners, Venkateshwar Hatcheries, to put the club up for sale immediately. They're not wanted.
So you want them to go? That's the protest. Yeah. We want you out, basically.
Ultimately, that is the only end game now, is for them to sell the club and move on.
And where have you been in those 6 years? Did you get anywhere close to negotiating anything to change the changes to the club, changing how it's managed or whatever? Has anything been done?
You know, we discussed with the board. I mean, 6-7 months ago, we had a couple of guys in the boardroom who had an open door policy. If you wanted to talk, they'd talk. If you wanted to go down and have your say, you could have your say. But it seems to be a closed shop again now. The board of directors aren't interested in talking to the supporters. And we're back to the supporters are on our own, you know, with no help from anybody. And we continue to be ignored by the owners, who are just putting insulting statements out saying that they're committed to the football club and taking it back to the Premier League. We don't want them to be committed to the football club. We want them to move on and let somebody else have a go with it.
It's the end as far as the fans are concerned.
Yeah, there's just no coming back now. It's gone too far.
Just to twist it on its head, Mark, people who may be not into football as much may be looking at this and saying, well, hang about, don't football clubs change over time? Don't sometimes one club who's in the Premiership is now in a two divisions lower? Doesn't this happen in football?
It does, yeah, you know, and sometimes football clubs fall down a couple of divisions and they build back up and they keep going. You know, this isn't about Blackburn Rovers being in the Premier League. This is about Blackburn Rovers putting a side out that we can all be proud of and a club being run properly. Venkies have continued to neglect this football club for 6 years. They're selling high and they're buying low. The money's disappearing, the debts are building, and the communication's not forthcoming. The board of directors
are they neglecting their duties, in your opinion, then?
Absolutely. The board of directors are admitting that they're not getting decisions made quickly enough by the owners. You know, they've sent somebody over now who's been appointed as an intermediary between Indy and Blackburn and to build fan relations. He's refusing to meet with the supporters. He was invited to a biannual club meeting the other week with supporters and he didn't turn up. And it's hard to work out what Venkies' intentions are when they won't speak to anybody.
Has anybody worked out why they want to own the club in the first place?
No. And, you know, the question's been asked to many people at Blackburn Rovers to try and get us the answer, and nobody seems to know. You know, they might have come in with the right intentions, but for whatever reason, this hasn't worked out for them. And to continue to stay away from the football club and continue to let it be running its current form is not good for anybody.
Here's a scenario for you. Your protest at the weekend works. Venkies say on Monday, that's it for us. We're putting the club up for sale. What happens then?
Then we move on under new ownership, you know.
Who's going to buy it?
There's plenty of people out there who are interested in buying the football club, and Venkies have had offers and they've had proposals put to them and they've chose to ignore them. Only recently in the summer there was a proposal put to them and the people who put that proposal found out it had been rejected via the news websites. They weren't even worthy of response from the owners.
Saturday comes. Tell us exactly what's going to happen. What are you asking the fans to do?
The supporters who are interested in protesting are being asked to congregate at the Jack Walker stand entrance near the players and directors' entrances at 4:20. From then on, fans have been urged not to take the seats until the 18th minute of the game, and then to get behind the team until the 75th minute, when again the supporters were asked to remove the seats. The 1875 symbolising obviously the year that the club was born, and it's a balance really where you can support the team and make a statement in the same game.
And just if anybody's thinking, okay, it's football, it's fans, they love the club, they have to because they're supporters. There's, I think it was from your own Twitter account, on your site, are the protests too soft? Is it time to get more militant? I suppose this is a percentage. 78% replied to you saying yes, cause more problems. 9% carry on as we are. 13% stop protesting.
Yeah, you know, we quite often put polls out to try and get a balance on what the supporters' mindset is at the moment. And, you know, some people are saying that this protest won't work because it's not strong enough. You know, we've got to take that on board as well.
So this isn't about finding another Jack Walker who loved the club dearly from his heart and put his money where his mouth was. This is about taking back your club from the owners that you say are neglecting their duties and it's not going anywhere.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, we were very, very lucky to have what we had in the 90s, but it's not about that. You know, we'll play at any level and the supporters will be happy at any level that we're placed at, providing that the club's being run efficiently and in the best interest of the supporters.